Blog Talk Radio. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
Hello? Hello, caller. Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G Luke Show with Queen Jim. G Luke, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, Dee Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Okay, okay, okay. Welcome everyone to the G Luke Show, Flashback Friday radio. We are back again for another spill. I am G. Lou, your host with the most for the motherfucking evening. Shout out to my co-host, Queen Jean. She's off tonight, so we're going to kick it tonight. And I'm going to have a special guest, my homeboy DJ Maniac, going to check in with me since he's a producer of this project, right? But check it out tonight. We present you Soul of the Streets Part 2, another DJ Maniac production in association with OG Music and G. Lou. And we collaborated again. We first did the Soul of the Streets, I think, last year. And we followed it up with Soul of the Streets 2. And also, we got Oldies Rule Forever. We connected for my third series of Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, which is out as well, which is a classic. But, you know, we had to collaborate again for Soul of the Streets Part 2 because the people were asking for it. And shout out to DJ Maniac, incredible producer. And a guy who's been by my side, man, rocking with me for a minute now and just blessing me with a lot of great soul. He is from Philadelphia, the sound of the soul. Some of the greatest. But do you even heard the intro to the show? I played the homeboy. I played my homeboy Jamal from Illegal, right? And you know he is from Philly as well. You know what I mean? So that's how I had to kick it off, man. And shout out to Cousin Marcy. Just hit me on the hip. Soul of the Streets too. Thank you, Cuzzo. Shout out to Cousin Marcy and Queen Jean, the regular host of Friday show. We just switched it up a bit tonight because the Soul of the Streets is out now. So I'm going to bring in my special guest, this DJ Maniac. He's just here to chime in a little bit live on location in Philadelphia. What up, Maniac?
What's up with it? Legend.
How you doing, sir?
G-Lou. I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Can't complain.
My man. Good to hear from you. Good to be in your presence. You know, I want to, like I said, gave you a shout out and just say thank you again, man, for all you've done from coming into my circle, man, and just been a blessing ever since, man. You've just been a blessing. I'll say that. Everything it entails, but especially with all the great musical presence you've had on me, man, and just delivering me a lot of great beats. I know you work hard, man, and just trying to bless me, man. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you, DJ Maniac, man, for coming in my life, brother, and blessing me on this stage of my career. So thank
Same
you.
Same here.
Yes.
I just love
yes,
the fact that you rapping on my beats. Incredible flow.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Hey, Maniac, I always say this, but, you know, we're always going to have people who maybe just listen in for the first time. You've been on the show. We've told your story somewhat. But since you're here and you're the producer of this album, give the people a quick, if you would, backdrop about you, DJ Maniac, who you are, you know, just what inspires you, how do you come up with, you know, just a little backdrop about DJ Maniac.
Oh, sure, no problem. I'm DJ Maniac from Philly, 215 Philadelphia, and, oh, man, what inspired me to making music music production. I'm DJ Quick, of course, because I love Los Angeles, California. I love their music. I love their motivation and their ambitions and the gangster rap. And also T. Rogers, before he passed away, he helped me with music production.
Yes.
And I would say that's about it. Like, it started from there.
Hey, let me cut in and ask you this. I don't know if I ever asked you this, but what is your what's the right word I want to say? What is it about the West Coast? Because I know, you know, you're a guy from Philly, but I know you're heavily influenced and got a lot of love for the West Coast sound and culture. So what would you say it is about the West Coast that intrigues you so much to want you to, you know, show love like you do it and even make beats and feel inspired in somewhat of a way about the West Coast?
Oh, man. I would have to say the culture and the love that they have from the West Coast. Me and my uncle used to visit there when I was younger, like back and forth.
Right.
And like I said before, the music. They had that good soul music too. I think they were studying Philly at one time about the soul music because they love soul music.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot is inspired. You know, West Coast, L.A., you know, well, the whole West Bay too, but, you know, it's really inspired and really heavily by oldies. You know, really anyone from the West Coast that you know, whether it be old, young, even youngsters, that's how big of an influence oldies has. Like, youngsters actually know, oh, you know, now these youngsters don't know nothing about oldies. They barely know shit from the 90s, you know what I mean? So let alone oldies.
True.
But that's the thing of a culture in the West Coast where people love oldies, so it's embedded in you. So, like you said, a lot of those oldies do come from Philly, a lot of the great ones. You know what I mean? We're definitely influenced by Ohio, I would say, the Zap sound and Bootsy and that. But when it comes to real oldies, we're definitely influenced by Philly, which is the, you know, the Delphonics, the Stylistics. You know, all of that shit is at the top.
Amazing.
You know, so like you said, I believe that as well.
That is, oh, yeah, I can say the realness and the uniqueness that the West Coast has.
Right.
So
let me flip it, and it's not to flip it because I don't even want to bring negativity into this situation. But only reason I'm saying this is because the guy who recently, you know, lost his life is from Philly. I don't know why all this time I always heard of PNB and knew about him, but I always for some reason thought he's from New York. But he is from Philly.
Me too.
So let me flip it and ask you on the flip side. Oh, you the same way. I used to think he was from New York. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know why. I've heard of him a long time. I've been hearing about him, but I don't know why I thought he was from New York. And I've just found out he's from Philly, especially even when I heard him talk initially. I was like, yeah, he's definitely from Philly. I don't know how I never knew that. But to flip it, well, all the love you have for the West Coast, what do you think about, you know, of course, the negative side of aspect of this you know, especially things going on as of late, and the most recent being PNB, which is from Philly.
Damn, that's a good question. It's tragic and heartbreaking because I feel like in some places, and he was in a bad place, like a bad area. I heard about that area. You can't like wear your jewelry or like eat and live and be comfortable in some places. I think he got too comfortable.
Right.
And
right.
I honestly think it wouldn't even only be in Los Angeles. If he was in Philly doing that, it would have been the same way. So it's really sad. I think the negative part is very bad. It's just like any other city. You have the good parts and they have their negative parts as well.
Right, right. I agree with that. Like I said, I think you said sometimes people dig a little too deeper into it. It's just LA. That could have been anywhere. I think that is going on everywhere. Where first of all, we have different generations of kids that just do things differently. You know what I mean? And we've been seeing this lately how, you know, this is sporadic. check. Okay. Sorry about that, brother. I got some issues going on with my microphone. But like I said, that could have been anywhere. And I think, like I said, what's going on now is just a difference in these youngsters and, you know, kind of their get down and the way mm-hmm. things are just kind of going right now. I think we really just need to reevaluate. We need to be more aware, first and foremost, but we need to reevaluate how we put certain things on a pedestal. Like, you know, for a long time, it's nothing new at all, because always in hip hop, jewelry has always been kind of a trophy, a trademark, always from the beginning days. Yes. But and people have always been getting robbed. Don't get it twisted like this is anything new. People have always gotten robbed, you know. But my thing is, we need to need to reevaluate how much we put upon certain things like jewelry and how important or unimportant that things like that are. You know, just beware, especially how we wear it and pride, because not only does jewelry come into play, but pride comes into play. So a lot of people think, mm-hmm. oh, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to wear my jewelry and, you know, ain't nobody, because, you know, that's a thing too. That's always been a thing in our culture, not alone the pride, but that's one thing you can't do, get robbed for your jewelry or get your jewelry took. If you do, you consider, you know, a bust or a mark, you know, whatever. So it's like we need to reevaluate that standpoint, how we do that. And I mean, I'm never a one, even if you heard even like Ice-T speak on it recently, like saying that people, if some of the L.A. rappers and stuff never really been big on jewelry, you know what I mean? Because of that fact, you know what I'm saying, that it just wasn't the case. But I understand jewelry is, you know, important in the hip-hop world, but we need to reevaluate that, and it shouldn't be that serious for one to get their life taken or feel they got to die behind their jewelry just because of their pride.
And I was thinking, he must have a lot of heart for him to go in that area with a lot of jewelry.
Right. That definitely is a bad area. Like me, I was saying that. I was just saying that today. I would definitely not be over there where he was on Manchester. I don't fool around over there, period, you know. So that's definitely not a great area. And I'm not saying it's just all bad, but if you don't live in that, if you're not from that area, like I'm sure people in the area freak with their Roscoe's and all that. But if you're not from that area, that's just not the best place to be. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all. But enough of that. I just want to speak on that. You know, just the whole Philly connection and all that. And then your love for the West Coast and all that. We're not going to sit too much on that. I want to say rest in peace to that brother once again. Condolences to him and his family. We don't want to focus so much on the negative and what was and what wasn't and blame people, man. At the end of the day, a young brother lost his life, a father, a brother, son lost his life, you know, and another person lost their life as well because it was dumb and stupid and ain't worth nothing, homie. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? So I'm going to leave that right there. But in the meantime, in between time, I got my homeboy DJ Maniac with me. We are here. It's the Soul of the Streets part two, homie. And we're going to get into this shit, Maniac.
Excellent.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
Previously on The Soul Love the Streets. Soul Love the Streets. I'm ahead of my time, 2023. Back with my homie Maniac on the beat. We represent the 215 to 213, 1067 to 323, the 818 to 445. We spit that fire. You San Quentin, I shoot that wire.
What's good, people? This is the DJ Maniac, back again, Soul of the Streets Part 2. I would say it's an honor and a privilege to work with this great West Coast legend, G-Lu, on this third album. It's been so beautiful. The lyrics, production, I'm just happy to bring the heat to the West Coast. Much love and respect.
Yeah. word on the streets. Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Dipping in my lack, blowing AC with the sunroof crack. Thinking back in the days when I sold crack, when I ran away from home and I never came back. Got my first sack, got my first 50 pack. Flipped it to 100, then I ran it right back. I ain't know the song back then, it meant that. Now I'm slipping in the darkness, homie, I'm in the trap. Along with the good came a whole lot of bad. 2 years later, I'm in the county jail, man. Naive to the system, so they played me for a fool. Took a 2-year deal, get 12 months off of two. October 22nd, 4 in the morning, the gates crack. Now I'm 19, back free, finna take back. Baby girl 3, baby mama on the creek. I don't know which way to go, I think I'm in too deep. Devil in my head, trying to make me go left. But the God in me made me choose life over death. Now I two-step like a seawalk vet. Fast 4 years later, I could truly say I'm blessed. G. Lewis like a catch-22. Should I hang with the red or should I bang with the blue? 1989, 91, and 92. Got quoted on the hood, now I'm for Brick City 2. What that shit do? All facts, all true. From the bottom, we started off, but now we all grew. Fast forward to September 2022. G. Lew back, soul of the streets, part 2. As you groove to the rhythm of the bass, don't sleep. Dipping slow in the photo caddy, we on the creek. With the legendary DJ Maniac on the beat. There's another hood classic, homie, word on the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets.
I don't know, this shit was just business, right? Right? Right.
This is DJ
May. Yeah, yeah. It's the G. We in the streets. From the Calle to the Valle. Welcome to the G-Lew Show. I'm fresh about your bitch, I bet your pussy so old. No, he didn't, excuse me, yes I did. And please don't take it personal, homie, she just a flip. I've been around the world like Mason Puff. But it's something about a layer so rough, so tough. It's going down, motherfucker, yeah, like that. Sound like Maniac, been upstairs with Zap. And you know it don't stop. This how it sound when California connect with some real hip-hop. And you know we won't stop till we build more stock. Or we gross 100 million from the deal off top. I think somebody shooting cause I think I heard some shot. Shit, nowadays granny ain't even safe on the block. This is how we rock, black caddy on stock. With the panoramic roof, I let you shoot your shot. I'm the owner of a lonely heart just like yes. They love me in Atlanta like I'm so deaf. I'm official like the whistle worn by those refs. I'm from Southern California, so I'm also west. From Pico and La Brea to Orange and San Vicente. Margarita and Mission Atlantic up to La Puente. Vente dos, you know I do it the most. So exquisite, revisit the reincarnated ghost. Let's make a toast, I'll be mad at none better. If it's only for one night, I'm living life forever. Let's get the cheddar and cash out for real. When the words of VPMD, you got the shield. This is how the gangsters do it. This is what you call that OG music. This is how the riders roll. From the Valle to the Calle, this is streets of soul. This is how the gangsters do it. This is what you call that OG music. This is how the riders roll. From the Calle to the Valle, this is streets of soul.
Wait a minute. those that thought it was over, we just made it better. Black people ain't gonna never stop coming together. We got every race out here. Every kind of car, kids. So when you come to these places with us, leave your bullshit at home. Shouldn't be no hate coming out you if ain't none in you. So leave the bullshit at home, man. We got babies out here, bikes, working class people, Crips, Bloods, Damu, Muslims, Christians. Back up, man, when you see us out here, man. Little children, the little babies, man. And this the DMV. So that was an isolated incident. God bless those people that was involved. But this is really Cali right here, what you see right here.
Yeah. G-Lou back at it again. Soul of the streets. This time I'ma tell a little story about LA. Los Angeles, California. Made me to be. And how I miss it at times, you know? So check it out. Yeah. Now the story starts off like in 1981, from LAX to Pico and La Brea. I was drunk, it was only me and my mama, and my older brother. She did her best to make sure that we ain't never won from nothing, but nothing from nothing then leaves nothing. So at an early age I had to learn how to function. Used to go to Rick's, the arcade that was on the corner. Then I learned about the gangs and politics we was under. Westside, Mansfield, Playboys, and Marvin's. At times I even heard the gear gangs was the hardest. And oh yeah, these were all Crips, just in case I forgot to mention. It was hard as a youngster trying to understand all the tension. Had an older cousin who was cool and hella real. She liked to skate, so every week she took us the world on wheels. Got to feel the vibe of the city. We were still young, but had to learn to ride real quickly, swiftly. Around the same time, I think my mom's got a promotion, and she wanted better for me and my brother, so she was hoping that we could move away from the city and all the intel. But little did she know, the whole LA was under a spell. So we packed our bags quickly and moved like 20 miles east, and landed in a beautiful place called the SGV, where the population was mainly Hispanic, Asians, and others. And a small little percentage was left for me and my brother. So we had to learn fast how to adapt and understand the culture. And it was hard at times, imagine a fish fresh out of water. But eventually we learned how to swim and to stay afloat. And ever since the first grade, my Latino homies been my folks. Now let me take a toke to inhale and exhale my testimony, and let you know how eventually we became the main homies. My big brother CeeLo was later on nicknamed OG Cool, and eventually he became one of the more popular homies in school. I was his little brother, so I was just tagging along, till I discovered this thing called hip-hop and picked up a microphone. Hooked up with my homie Tweety and started busting raps on the daily, and thought I'd make it in hip-hop until we got to the late 80s. Living in the gang capital of the world, shit was crazy. It was only a matter of time till the environment would overtake me. Now it's 30 years later and I'm telling you part of my story. To live and die in LA, if you still living, God is the glory. So taking a stride, homie, but never hide the way you feel. I'm the soul of the streets, and the LA streets will make me real, real, real. Soul of the streets, you move. LA, I miss you. LA, I miss you. And I love you. I love you. To live and die in LA. G-Lou, DJ Maniac.
Sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G-Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Hey, you're back live at the G-Lou Show. Flashback Fridays. I want to bring my homeboy DJ Maniac back in, because I want to ask Maniac, like on that last track, right, which I really love, and it just spoke to me. And you actually kind of titled that when you sent it to me with the beat, something about I Miss LA, and I kind of just automatically, that resonated, and I sunk in and just took that and made that the song, and the whole beat just talked to me. Tell me about that beat and what made you even name it that.
Oh, man. That beat, great sample. Actually, forgot the name of it, cause I was on YouTube looking up samples to do, right, to create samples for the album, And that came out, I'm like, oh, wow, I like that one. And that's when I started chopping it up, mixing, mastering it. And I'm adding drums.
That was dope.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's another thing I like, how you add to whatever you're doing, the samples or even your beats, you add that drums and you always bring that deep 808 up in there, man, that just be coming in crystal clear. Tell us about that part of the beat making. What's it, you know, what's important about that and why you add those 808, certain, you know, you bring that drop in there, boom, and certain ones, and it comes right on time. Tell us about them. Is that 808? Tell us about that part of it.
Oh, the 808 part?
Yeah.
Oh, that is just, it takes time mixing mastering that, but
no, because
I just love, I just love putting that drop in because it just makes the sample much better, along with the drum loops that I add to it.
Right, right, okay.
Or it don't even be at the drop. Sometimes I add the 808s along with the drums that's kicking in.
Right.
And that takes time.
Yeah. Either way, you just, you know, it's a dope way how you, because everyone has their own thing, their style, stilo, how they do it, and you know, bringing it to your production, you know, and I noticed how you always bring that one way or other. You add that 808 in there and it comes in, you know, on the drop or whatever, and then you have it clear because, like you said, it sounds mixed and matte, like, because that has to come in without being, like, distorted and all that. It comes in perfectly, so salute to you on that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I noticed all that. But this DJ Maniac, he's my in-house guest for tonight because we're talking about Soul of the Streets Part 2 out now. Should be out everywhere, but it's wherever you can find digital platforms. It's there, Soul of the Streets 2, produced by DJ Maniac. This is an EP. You know, we continuing our shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's continue it on like this right here, Maniac.
I would tell a young motherfucker or a young homegirl that I'm just coming straight real, cause it's the real world. And they'll tell you, homie, this shit ain't really all that, homie. You know what I'm saying? We make it look good, homie. You know what I'm saying? But, First of all, homie, it's a major setback, homie.
Just waking up in the morning, had to thank God twice. Jumped out of bed and said, please shed light on my life. Mind, body, and soul is getting hectic. Stepmama just died, baby girl moved to Texas. I don't like to dream about getting paid, I check shit. Whether it's 9 to 5, hustling or some tech shit. I give respect where it's given, but only a chosen few can walk inside the shoes that I've been given. This is how I'm living, I'm driven to be the best. Started off as a baby boy just trying to move out the nest, learn how to finesse. I was blessed with the hustle, but never knew the game of life was harder and I would struggle. Now I'm trying to rebuttal the game so I can change up everything I lost in the past. I'm trying to make up. I'm on my way up, homie, so overstand it. This is the way I planned it. I'm on my grown man shit. Yeah.
Really, why I say it's a major disappointment, because when you finally get to my age, a couple other different people's age, and see the light, that's when your family really gets the joy and can really say, man, I'm proud of you, because you just settled down and did some other shit with your life, man. Lucky and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Verse 2, let me tell you about a few setbacks, trials and tribulations I went through. Ran the streets dumb, had a baby when I was young. Caught a case, went to jail for some stupid shit I had done. It's all fun till the rapper got their gun. Got shot, my life stopped, now I'm looking at the sun. Hoping God grant me serenity to respond. It's a doggy dog world and ain't nobody giving none. Haven't learned the ways of the world, the pros and cons. Bells from bonds, grown women from the girls. Shout out to the homie Earl for giving us the game, even though 30 years later shit is still the same. Everybody game and trying to chase the fame. Ain't nobody think about the contradictions that they made. So we gotta hold ourselves accountable and see fit. The soul of the streets back up on my grown man shit.
Then not only the post-traumatic stress you gonna go through, not even just off of you might not even be putting in no work, you know, shit like that. But just the life cycle of fucking with this shit continuously fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? No.
That's Grown Man Shit off the Soul of the Streets Part 2 album, out now everywhere on all digital platforms, produced by DJ Maniac, right? Let me take a quick turn right quick, because this is Flashback Fridays and I want to interact and intercept and intercede and do a whole bunch of good shit, but it's all good. This is a throwback flashback right here. Shout out to my homeboy Gonzo, rest in peace, from Caution. I was able to get on this track and be blessed to do this track with Gonzo and my big homie Tweed Cadillac. Bless me. So rest in peace, Gonzo. This is on Revelations 2020. Player shit. G-Lou, Tweed Cadillac, Gonzo.
Loving, living the moment, even more than you notice. With the world on my shoulder, coke, water, and baking soda. Beeping Yola, Motorola to take an order. 6 in the morning, gold chain and Diodorus. You see the foreign, my vibe is euphoric. D-boy, there's none fresher, beat for it. Seek warning, seashore's a deep current. Fresh Caesar, deep freezer, speak fluent. Money back to shit, all my tax legit. Cut you in half and shit, you ain't half of this. Like a slasher flick, don't even add my bitch. From an assassin click, we never ask for shit. Some master this, why break down the fish? I compound the risk, yo shit counterfeit. Coming back for more, with bass galore. My bitch for sure, she a fashion whore.
Lines rolling through the grapevine, stays about mine, so I keep it P.I. Spit cap, all about the moon roof. Got a pro to aim at a fruity loop. I see the chip, I fake the spit. Superb penmanship, known to knock a bad bitch. Got the chili with the cheese and the fries. Cheese shit, OG, West Coast, West Side. Think we do to this, best hide your chick. Before we open up a hood, check a dipstick. Got 30 plus rolling in a pimp lane. Say my name. He's a Romeo's in the hood. In the booth, fat rat got me sounding good. Gucci to go, we cop and blow. Got him outside looking in, won't mow. They ain't getting none, no.
American, went to pushing foreigns, business with the S-classes, ladies looking like Lauren. Started rapping local, then I started touring. California to Florida, ATL to Oregon. Now I'm like an historian, giving you all the history. In 40 plus years, you ain't never seen a bigger P. But pardon me, cause I ain't never been a pimp. Never sold pussy, all I ever sold was gems. As I begin to give your ear whole treasure, wordplay clever, business before pleasure. I'm like the upper echelon, Teflon, Creflon. I creep up on you smooth like a stealth bomb. Never been slept on, I leave niggas sleep. I'm talking Pacific Atlantic type shit deep. Know as the beat goes on, I keep dipping. Live from the G-Lou show, homie, I'm finished. Good night.
This spot's the original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G-Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boy for life. Chip Ward finest. Houston, Texas.
Yeah, yeah, we are back at it, the G-Lou Show. Flashback Friday. Soul of the Streets with G-Lou. DJ Maniac is here with me. Before we continue on with the album, I'm going to go to the phone lines. We got a caller. Caller, good evening.
Man, good evening, sir. Maniac, G-Lewski, what's going on, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up with it?
Man, I'm just chilling like a villain, living like a king. Man, I was tripping because I thought it was going to be the ladies tonight, and it's the fellas, so I guess I'll write it home. Man, what really threw me for a loop was when you just played that song. It's like, damn. It seemed like people forgot about Gonzo. I mean, he died from... from you know, the same type of situation, basically. And it's like, damn, I basically had forgot. And when we played that song, I'm like, whoa, he was PNB. He just wasn't at Roscoe's. You feel me? And it's like, it really is sad, man. It really is sad. I never even heard of dude until he got killed. And then I did a little research. I saw an outdoor concert that he did on YouTube. And it was eerie because the song that he was singing was Stop the Violence type stuff. It was positive. But the part about it that was so provocative to me was the whole crowd was singing it. And it was a sea of people. It was like a block party type thing. And they were all singing it, man. And then he ended up, you know, succumbing from the same stuff that he was trying to stop. So I don't know, man, if it's God's plan, you know, or if you're not moving correctly, because you can still move correctly and get God.
Yeah, but if we get to a point where we can put all that in perspective, because these certain brothers that go ain't bad brothers, just like this guy. Like you said, I didn't know much about him, but I've heard about him for years. He's kind of been kind of underground, but still popping enough to accumulate a lot of success, you know. So I've heard about him. And for the most part, I've heard good things. Like you said, I didn't see him as a type that was, you know, with all the bullshit like a lot of these guys are. So, you know, sometimes it, like you said, it happens to these guys like that, man. And so it's just like, wow, you know, just like Nip, you know. So certain things, how it happens to some of these guys, excuse me, that's just sad. But we can say all we want. We know that wasn't a good area. I wouldn't be over there, you know, with all this. But still, it doesn't. At the end of the day, that shit still shouldn't happen over no jury or whatever. Or we don't know the fact, or whatever is coming out later. But either way, it shouldn't be worth it. And then you got to think about the Trump period, how these brothers are getting down these days. People always got robbed, especially in L.A. But the way they're doing it now, they didn't have to kill. Like, shot the brother right in the restaurant. It was probably kids, mothers in there that had to witness that. You know what I mean? So it's like it has a bigger effect, like how these brothers are getting down right now. It's just crazy, bro.
Indeed. Yeah. And what really makes it sad is not just the fact that he got killed, but the fact that he was that comfortable to really think that he could, you know, just go to any old place. It's like, man, that ain't really cool. And I'm from L.A. It's certain places that you just cannot go to without the possibility of something happening. You feel me? It's just not really a cool, man. And the funny part about it, it's been there for, I remember when it was the grand opening, when they first put it there, and wasn't nobody still trying to go there. You feel me? It's like, man, of all the places he could have been, dude, that was, to me, that was the first fatal mistake. And then to pull up in a Benz, and it's like, dude, even if the jury was fake, a person to kill you, man, for that fake jewelry. You don't know that them is damn diamond chips, damn near probably diamond dust, you know, because they're getting these rappers. They're getting them on the jewelry.
But not only that, Tweed, the guys who rock, see, people don't know, too, the guys that like little guys, whoever this was, and people that are doing those robberies, sometimes it's still at the lowest of the totem pole, because even if it is real, once you put it on the black market or they go try to sell it, the value is decreased so much. They're not going to get near, even if it's worth something good, they'll get a little something, but it's not going to be what it's really worth. You understand?
Course
so
not.
Still risking this shit for nothing, really. For a few
I heard
thousand,
they said Pop Smoke's jewelry, I think they got 7,000 or something. So it's
come
like,
on,
come
man.
On, man. That's crumbs,
nah, well,
man, to go to prison.
To lose
go to
your whole
prison.
Life. Prison.
And then you got to split it with four dudes. Yeah, four. It's like, come on, man. These guys is on some crash test dummy kamikaze missions. Man, it just goes to show the plight in L.A. People need income, man.
Resources.
They need
resources,
jobs.
Man.
They need resources. And not just handouts, not just a stimulus check. They need some real opportunities, or else they're going to be at your front door every day.
Yeah, because what they're doing, especially in L.A., is the gentrification is so heavy and prevalent now that they're gentrifying shit literally in front of people now. So you got these kids, whoever, who can't really probably make even ends meet, and now shit, they're seeing new shit, gentrification prices, everything going up, and they don't even still have a, you know, no way of making anything happen. So well, that's what they're going to do.
Desperate times, desperate actions, desperate people. Yep. And, man, yep, my girl just said, shit, I'd rather be a cab driver than a rapper because it's like they both dangerous jobs, but goddamn.
Yeah, rap is really dangerous.
That's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's very, very sad. Man, rest in peace, Gonzo, man, because he went out the same damn way over nothing. Yeah. And anybody that know Gonzo know, man, he's a talker, man. He'll talk his way out of something. He don't want no problems with nobody. Feel me?
Yeah.
And for them to try to get him too, and it's like, and he was on the upswing. His career turned around. Man, he's about to do some real cool shit. And they, man, just the jealousy is rampant. And you can't, well,
all time
you never could. You really never could floss on people, though. People would always be mad about
do.
That.
That's what your man Ice-T, people, I don't know if you've been online, Tweed, but that's what T put out something about that, you know what I mean, that was trying to explain. And, like, you know, if you from L.A., like, that's why people out of towners don't know. But most L.A. rappers, you've seen most of the biggest rappers don't flaunt jewelry and all that. They may have a chain here and there, but they don't do all that. Like he said, it's not because they broke, but it's like that's just not the thing to do in L.A., so it don't even matter. You know what I mean?
Especially
people already
not
know
just one chain. If he had one chain, I could see it. Nobody going to trip. But when you got multiple chains and, you know, a dude could see you from across the room.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, who is this dude? And then you got those skinny jeans. It's like, oh, whoa, all the respect factor is gone right there.
Right.
And then you in the wrong hood. On top of that, man, basically, he was a sitting duck, you know. And it's sad. It's sad, man. I don't want no death upon nobody. But, man, he really got to take responsibility, although he can't because he's deceased. But he should have thought a little bit better, man. He really should have thought a little bit better. He could have called in the order and Ubered it and been sitting at another location. They would have brought it to him if he wanted Roscoe's that bad. And Roscoe's ain't even all that good.
Yeah.
He could have went to a 50 million other spots. It would have had a vainglorious chicken and waffle special that, man, he would have enjoyed. So, man, it was just messed up all across the board. I'm just hoping that somebody is not next that we know and love. Feel me? Because, man, that would really be sad. And look, what's the trip about it? Look at all other rappers that have ducked and dodged getting murdered because they kind of have, you know, people with them. Man, there's a lot of people that people really want to get, but they really can't get to them. But there's dudes that's out there that they want to get. Feel me?
Yeah.
And they're still living. You know, man, sometimes, man, you could bring it on yourself. Bring it on yourself. You can only talk so much shit online because I feel bad for Draco. But then when you look at all the shit he was talking, it's like, come on, man. Sometimes, man, that karma is a bitch. Sometimes you can't just talk shit, man. You can't always high sign. Nobody likes a high signer, man. They never did, never will.
Right.
You got to be humble, man. You really got to be humble, man. But anyway, enough of my rant because I don't want to get killed. And I'm glad that I'm so old and this shit now. I don't even want to pick up a mic because it ain't worth it no more. You know what I'm saying? And not to even reach the level that boy reached, he was on the upswing. He had everything in his world to live for. And to go out like that, that's the fucked up part about it. It's like, wow. It ain't cool. But yet, 50 million rappers again, standing in line to, you know, to be the next superstar. I used to always say, if you shake a tree, 50 million rappers going to fall out of it. And that's basically how it's always been, even when I was in the game. When I was kind of on top, it was 50 million people that want to take your place.
Right.
And nothing is going to change about it. And now these youngins is so crazy, they're going to continue to buy the jewelry, which is a waste of money. They're going to continue to floss on people and think they're untouchable.
Man, you know, it is what it is, Tweed. Well, all we can do is just sit back and watch the show. Hope we can, you know, help in any type of way. But, you know, it is what it is, man, because what we've been seeing is just, it hasn't gotten better. It seems like it gets worse. But it starts from, you know, like, I don't know, it starts from where we could start with these youngsters, because it seems like that part is lost, because youngsters got their own way of doing things, and it's not ways we would have did or thought or passed down. So, you know, maybe it's some type of disconnect there. Maybe we can figure that out in somewhere in the future. But until then, that's what it is.
They don't even listen to us. You know, man, it's like when they call you OG, that mean old guy. Youngster told me that. You know, and I remember the first time somebody called me OG years ago. Man, I felt good. Like, damn, I made it to be an OG. And the nigga's like, nigga, that mean old guy. It's like, wow. That tripped me out. But, yeah, man, they don't respect us, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is what it is. We'll just, you know, all we can do is try, man. We're going to never give up, though. We can't do that. You know, as long as we're here, we got to keep, you know, just doing what we do, and whether it be, you know, these platforms we got or whatever, we just going to do our part, and that's all we can do. But, again, rest in peace.
Big shout-out to Skip. Big shout-out to Skip, too, man, for being at the press conference. You know, man, I'm proud of him as well, you know, because he's steady, actively trying to do something. Feel me?
Yep.
So, man, big shout-out to Skip Townsend, man. He the man.
Yep.
He's definitely trying the best. He can. I'm surprised that Mr. Spellman wasn't there as well, you know, because he could have came right up there and said something as well, you know?
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Malik too. That's what it is. Thank you for your input, Mr. Cadillac.
Yes, sir. Part two. Let's keep it moving, huh?
Yeah. Let me interject and take a quick commercial break and do this right here, man. We'll be right back. It's Flashback Friday.
How real now is so decisive. It's just the likeness of Israelite myths that made me write this. A slight twist of lime rhyme. Be chasing down your prime time. Fool for thought or rather mine. Wanda John Juan features the freak shit. My thesis on how we creep quick. Fucking your wife, that ain't no secret. It's mandatory. See that pussy, they handed to me. I got no game, it's just some bitches understand my story. There ain't no drama that my niggas never handle for me. My gator brand is Maury, walking through a plan before me. Where the snakes put a smile on their face, hoping and praying I'm stuck. Scoping, they laying a cut, weighing my luck. Player haters play this, and sell blocks and rock stages. Winking at some female cops with cock gauges. Really, it's papers I'm addicted to. Wasn't for rap, then I'll be sticking you. The Mac inside the triple goose. Face down on the floors, the routine. Don't wanna hear nobody blow steam, just scream. Is a smoke screen, imagine that. That's why I hardly kick the bragger raps. I zone to each his own in this ghetto inhabitant.
Watch them niggas that be close to you, and make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that be close to you, and make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays,
now how can I perfect this? Living reckless, die for my necklace. Crime infected, driving a Lexus with a death wish. Jetting, checking my message on the speaker. Popping the Mona Lisa, brown reaper. 10 G's, gun in my Visa. CD cranking, doing 90 on the Franklin. D. Roosevelt, no seatbelt. Drinking and thinking, my man caught a bad one, son. Niggas is fighting, secret indictment. As on the one seeking enlightenment. Mama Votto says 7 to guard hour. That's if you follow. Tradition started by the school, not far from the Apollo. My fuck tomorrow motto through the eyes of Pablo. Escobar the desperado, word to customato.
Gotta watch some niggas that's close to you, and make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking about smoking you.
never personal. Nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that's close to you and make sure they do what they supposed to do, cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way.
Some niggas watch you, see you when you think you on a low. Ain't hard to spot you, you swore to keep it real after you blow. Three keys, new V's, went to Anguilla with your hoe. Stayed around the hood, smooth as cat, getting the dough. Them old timers advise you to them problems that's ahead. Drama with the feds, not listening, just bobbing your head. You're only shining, thinking to yourself, nobody's taking mine. At the same time, your hoe is getting snatched from behind. Put in a van, where's the 100 grand? Stripping her hand from all the ice, wouldn't you know? You knew these niggas all your life. What made them mark you victim? You fucked up somewhere down the line. Now they had to target your wisdom. She took them to your place, straight to your safe. You doubted it could happen, sick of yapping, dumping your ride. Headed to your side, puffing ganja, get to your crib. Can't find her, just a reminder, sitting have your stash house where you crashed out. Could have passed out, your coke is gone, now you ass out. Dead bitches tell no lies, you should use your eyes.
Gotta watch them niggas that's close to you and make sure they do what they supposed to do, cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them niggas that's close to you and make sure they do what they supposed to do, cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way.
So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G-Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Straight swerving, I ain't drunk driving, I just call it curb serving. All the heads turning as I turn down the block. Homie throwing up the deuce cause I'm bumping Tupac. And it don't stop, homie, this is how we living. You'd appreciate every day too if you been to prison. Tunnel vision, humble on a mission. At all costs, the crossroads I envision. Push it to the limit, from the start to the finish. It's a marathon, homie, meaning facts over feelings. Salute to the ones winning and can't lose. We authentic, we don't never put tens on twos. In an old school with the shoes and socks. 15s in the trunk so the system knocks. Who got some gangsta, gangsta shit, please? Diamond in the back, I'm the Mac and the cheese. Still sporting Dickie, I don't wear them skinny jeans. With a blue golf hat, back blowing on some trees. Homie, we them G's, we done been, never done that. 30 plus years in the streets, you can run that. Just like my Sony saying, G, please come back. But I ain't going back to the streets, who does that? Looking for that good stuff, something to post. So I can tighten up on my backstroke. Yeah, G's and Lopes, quarter P's and smoke. I'm the soul of the streets like a Jeezy flow. This is how it's supposed to sound when you be hearing it. I said the same shit last year, but you wasn't feeling it. So now I'm killing shit, leaving mics bloody. Studio sets and looking like who the fuck done it. Still on this marathon, 100 miles and running. From the valley of the shadow of death, I see him coming. Gold spoke hundreds, 16 switches. Only use 6, the other 10's for the stitches. Stop snitching, stop telling my business. What's done in the dark comes to the light in an instant. It's G Lou coming straight through your system. Pumping that G shit cause this shit is missing. Listen on me, I'm just stating the facts. I got 20 plus yen, I can never begin to cap. DJ Maniac laid the track. Now your homie G Lou back banging on wax. Shout out to the bricks, we flip and switch the game. Free my homie Shadow, Big Sweetie and Monster Man. G Lou 2022, I'm the last brick left to be spitting the way I do. With that said, homie, I'm out. G Lou, DJ Maniac, soul of the streets. Bow.
You know what I'm saying? Let's share our story with the young homie so they can kind of get an extra feel on the characters that they see in the turf. Besides the OG homies that landmined this shit, that platformed this shit. Let them hear some stories of our generation of this shit, homie.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Once again, it's your homeboy G Lou. Here to speak a little conversation. Shit I got on my mind, you know what I mean? Thinking of a master plan. Ain't nothing but bands inside my hands. As I dig into my pocket for the rest of my cash, reminisce about the past that we made good out of bad. Shout out to my dad for blessing me with the game. In 2011 we buried him in his grave. 11 years later we buried my mama K. Tomorrow ain't promised, so be thankful for every day. Every day we praying and God to show us the way. You know we ain't perfect, Lord, you know the struggles we face. Turn down the trouble, adjust the base. Ain't no other way to spit it but to say it this way. Got $1 million play with $1 billion mind. They say you ain't got the answer, G, I'm like, fine. Stay up out of mine and I stay up out of yours. Still living good, slamming Cadillac doors. Got meek on the floor, Italian decor. Gold and platinum plaques, artifacts galore. Come inside my world and explore. I'm on some next level shit like Andre 3024. Running it back on haters like the homie Frank Gore. Till a hater came back and murdered me at my own store. R.I.P. to the homie Nip, drift down memory lane. Now we got his own star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Love is pain, pain is love. And you never get a second chance to make the first stub. Roll the next blunt so I can continue my reign. Independence came, prolific's what it remained. A lot of things changed but still remain the same. I'm a product of success but a victim of the game. Started selling cane at a real young age. Late night shootouts, bullets grazed past my face. Then one day on Christmas, I think it was 94, my homie accidentally shot me with my own 44. Now it's drama in the hood, it ain't good, it's all bad. In the neighborhood I'm from, bad news travels fast. Fresh up out the hospital, straight to the block. Instead of slowing down, it's like I speeded up the clock. Now the moral of the story is to stay in your lane. If you could take anything from my life, my hope has changed. Pain is temporary, take it head on and face it. G Lou DJ Maniac Conversations. Yeah, G Lou DJ Maniac Conversations.
Younger Orient and the younger G's, man. This shit, a lot of us kick on this motherfucker, man. You know, it ain't for no glorification for us to get looked at different, you know, to put ourselves up and put other motherfuckers down. Cause some stories we can say can be like this, and then I can tell you some stories where I was a victim and shit went like this. So this is just true life stories, man. You know, motherfuckers just keeping it authentic, homie. You know, and just sharing a part of missing history.
This is a fantastic album, man. Let me borrow it.
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Look at this shit, listen to a lot of these stories, you motherfuckers might sound cool, but nigga, we went through a lot of shit.
G Lou, soul of the streets, I'm ahead of my time, 2023, back with my homie Maniac on the beat, but this time we taking it back to where it's supposed to be, so let me break it down for you and put it in lyrical form, back to the 80s when the greatest musical form, hip hop, the shit don't stop, we still getting it, they said that it would play out, but we still playing with it, shout out to the greats and the legends who paved the way, from Melly Mel to KRS-One through a WA, say what you say, do what the fuck you want to, shout out my H-Town players like the homie Devin the Dude, nice and smooth, Pete Rock, Big Groove, can't forget the Predator, the Don Mega Ice Cube, homie I'm a crew, sign still solidified, they label me the soul of the street, so I can't hide, gotta stay fly higher than the eagle, I'm a legend like John, but still ordinary people, dipping in the Regal, Cutlass to El Camino, reminiscing back when 92 the beat had Theo, around the same time we set it off like Cleo, but nowadays all they do is sing like Neo, you just a baby boy, so I call you Mijo, shout out to my cousin Chris Webb, that's my primo, shout out to my OG Uncle Ken, that's my Theo, when we leave Vegas, then we head straight to Reno. I don't like to gamble, but I still play Keno. And if it ain't craps, then I'm probably shooting CeeLo. Shout out to my big bro CeeLo. And free my homie Tweet. R.I.P. to my homie Kiki. DJ Maniac, loop the beat. C.O.D. G. Lou, I'm the soul of the streets.
Yeah. We pop the story. It may sound hot, but nigga, we just telling the motherfucker how that shit can be, homie. You
shoot you and kill you, and your family be crying about you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is DJ Mania.
Yeah, yeah. Coming down to the end of the summertime, you know what I mean? Right when you get that nice breeze. And you just chill, homie. Yeah. We in the streets, we are the sober streets. Summertime vibes. Summer breeze, feel the breeze from the summer. Late night top time from all around, they coming. For good times, good vibes, good rhymes. That pretty little thing over there, she all mine. So just kick off these shoes and relax your feet. The slight of L, you might as well come and roll with me. I'm on a mission to be greater, fulfilling my dreams later. All I need is a bottom girl beside my side who can cater to my wants, love me, spiritually be connected. Everything we do to be better, and that's respected. Now check it, is everybody looking for some love, or is it just we fall victim to the circumstances of life? In order to be better, shit, we gotta do better. And ain't nobody trying to sacrifice the price of fame. It's wicked in this game, and ain't nobody trying to own up to their faults and take the blame. Change is what we need to make it through the pain, and we can make it together if we understand what's the game. Cause ain't nobody bigger than the program. You know why this could go, man, so just get back and roll to the slow jam. Produced by the homie Maniac, he's a brainiac. Shout out to the lanes, RIP the homie Laniac. I'ma bring it back just like this, with a twist. Baby girl just gave me a kiss. Now we on our way to see the cliffs as the sun goes down. Homie, if you catch my drift, now we cruising and smoking, enjoying the vibe. I roll her up another J, she pours me a glass of wine. Baby, hella fine, and I'm looking hella G. Looking at her from the side, I caught her looking back at me. So now we on the creep, cause we know we hella wrong. I ain't really got nobody, but I heard she got some qualms. So I'ma leave you with the song 21 through 23. Though I walk through the valley of death, he comforts me. All I wanna see is me and you, you and me. Summertime, summer breeze, I'm the soul of the streets. Someone who could come and take me away just like a flight. Baby, I've been looking your way like the whole night. It's been taking everything in me not to read you your rights. I've been reading the signs you've been giving, hope I read them right. Hoping one day I can find a lady I need in my life. Like Mike, but I need a certain type. Someone I can really live with and trust with shit in my life, huh? This ain't the life of the rich and famous. It's more like the life of just entertainment with pretty women and gangsters. All the beautiful ladies, I like to thank you for being that inspiration in my life like an angel. I never put your life in danger. Only thing I wanna put you in is Armani designer framing. Baby girl, come and step inside my world. I got everything I need except you, cause we the plural. This is my referral for love and happiness. The love I'm trying to get the lady in my life again. So if you feeling that, baby, you feeling me. From 2022 to 2023, I'll be the G and boo, you can be like my wife. Better yet, you can be the lady that I need in my life. Lady.
in my life, baby, that's what you is. But I'm trying to turn you into my wife to make it a fish. I got the gift of gab, or is it just a gift? I'm a legend in this love game, baby, just like a myth. I smoke a spliff and just chill and relax. Love on my mind, cause curiosity always kills the cat, huh? I'm like the Max, so rest in peace to Mr. Julian. But long live the legend of G-Lu, it's true again. Like Grand Nubian, baby, yeah, we make them slow down. I'm a mainstream nigga, but I'm still underground. This is how it's supposed to sound when you be hearing it. A lot of dudes talk this G shit, but we lived it. So now I just politic with my wife, trying to make you the lady that I lead in my life. So now I just politic to solidify my wife, hoping one day you could be the lady I need in my life.
Man, shout out to the homie DJ Maniac. I had to bring that one back because that's a banger right there. That's one of my favorites on the first Soul of the Streets Maniac. That track right there, man.
Oh,
tell me about that,
that
one, man.
That is a banger. You talking about him? Is it on West Coast player shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
My fault, because I made so many beats, I forget the name of them. That one.
Yeah.
Oh, Angela Winbush, of course. Oh, I'm a big fan of Angela Winbush.
Yes,
and
sir.
Listening to her records, that came up and said, yeah, I had to sample that. That is so smooth. The flute, the drums, even though I use my own drums, I had to sample that. That's a must.
Hmm. Yeah, that
and
was
it sounds
hard,
so West Coast. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hard, man. Lady of My Life. You know, I named it Lady of My Life, but yeah, that was hard, man. That's one of my favorites right there. You know what I mean? Ladies love it too, so it's a beautiful
that
thing.
One, yeah, that's my favorite. And that M2 May 1 you played on your new album.
That's one of my
favorites
too. That's my shit right there too, man. Soul of the Streets too. That's my favorite. You know what I mean? Too. You know what I mean? I'm starting to like some other ones, but that initially was my favorite one. You know what I mean? Yeah, because that sample was hard. That COD, man, that's always been my favorite. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a no-brainer. Yeah. So
I'm a big fan of them too. Intimate? Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DJ Maniac, man, produced it, man. Soul of the Streets too. It's out there. It's out there everywhere. You know what I mean? So get a bar of it. I think we played most. It's just like a 10-piece, you know what I mean, EP. So we gave you a little bit of it tonight. So just go out there and check it out. Cop it. Show some love. I think we got a couple more joints we're going to bang. But it's out there. You know what I mean? So, again, shout out to DJ Maniac, the producer. The mega, but hey, tell them anything else you got popping you working on right now, Maniac. They need to look for.
Oh man, I would say that's the only one so far. I do know just a beat
tape. Oh, you got stuff
in
the works though.
Oh, stuff in the works. Oh yeah, only for you so far. I've been working on some more beats already.
You bringing out your beat tape like with your own thing, right?
Oh yeah. Mhm.
What's going on with that?
That one, that's done. It's the West Coast tape volume 2. That one is out.
It's out. Tell them, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let them know where they can go get it. It's on all tell them where they can go get it at.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could y'all could go listen to it. Actually, free. It's on a website called BandLab.
And just look up DJ Maniac. Maniac with a K, not a C.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to hit him with that right quick before we continued on. Yeah, I mean, Soul of the Streets, part 2. Mm-hmm. DJ Maniac, G-Lu, we're here, 914-803-4001. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.Tweet FM, D.D. Harrison, and the GLUShow.com and the After Hours Tune in to After Hours Tonight on YouTube. We got a special guest, the homegirl, Reyna Carrillo. She's running for mayor of Inglewood, California, man, and she has a cold story. She's not your average mayor. So tune in tonight to After Hours, man. It's going to be a great episode. I can't wait. So you guys tune in. But with that being said, we'll be right back. Flashback Friday, G. Lou, DJ Maniac is with me.
What's good? It's your man, MC Shan, and you tuned into the G. Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Dipping in my lack, blowing AC with the sunroof crack. Thinking back in the days when I sold crack, when I ran away from home and I never came back. Got my first sack, got my first 50 pack, flipped it to 100, then I ran it right back. I ain't know the song back then, it meant that. Now I'm slipping in the darkness, homie, I'm in a trap. Along with the good came a whole lot of bad. 2 years later, I'm in the county jail, man. Naive to the system, so they played me for a fool. Took a 2-year deal, get 12 months off of two. October 22nd, 4 in the morning, the gates cracked. Now I'm 19, back free, finna take back. Baby girl 3, baby mama on the creek. I don't know which way to go, I think I'm in too deep. Devil in my head, trying to make me go left. But the God in me made me choose life over death. Now I two-step like a seawalk vet. Fast 4 years later, I could truly say I'm blessed. G. Lewis like a catch-22. Should I hang with the red or should I bang with the blue? 1989, 91, and 92. Got quartered on the hood, now I'm for Brick City 2. What that shit do? All facts, all true. From the bottom, we started off, but now we all grew. Fast forward to September 2022. G. Lou back, soul of the streets, part 2. As you groove to the rhythm of the bass, don't sleep. Dipping slow in the fold up caddy, we on the creek. With the legendary DJ Maniac on the beat. This another hood classic, homie, word on the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets. Word on the streets, Big G Luke, cause he back on his feet. Got the homie Maniac on the beat. This part two, cause the soul of the streets.
I don't know, this shit was just business, right? Right? Right.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, it's G Lou, homie. Soul of the Streets part 2. You know how we do this shit, homie. We done came like to the end of this motherfucker already, man. But I had a great time. You know what I mean? Had a great vibe with you all. Hope you all enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Took you on a little ride right quick. You know how we do. G Lou, the G Lou Show. Produced by DJ Maniac. Executive produced by G Lou, OG Music. 2022-23. In the summer, summer nights with G Lou. You know we do that. Everybody make sure you tune in. Oldies Rule Forever Sundays, every Sunday night with G Lou and Nate Love. Ha ha. Let me take you on that ride all the way through the streets of LA. To your place, all across the world, homie. It's the G Lou Show. OG Sundays. Shout out to my homeboy, Big Flossy B from Long Beach. OG Hank to the gangster. The lovely Miss Queen Jean. My musical supervisor. Shout out to my producer, D.D. Ariston. Yeah. Shout out to my girl, Nay Love. Shout out to all my Brick City homies. Free my homeboy, Tweety. Rest in peace to my homeboy, Mono Turbo. Rest in peace to my pops, my stepmama. Shout out to all y'all that doubted me, man. Try to hold me down, but you couldn't hold me, homie. Cause always, cream always rise to the top. Shout out to my baby girl, D. Relissa. I love you, baby.
Once again, all you haters out there, you just made me greater and stronger. May no weapon formed against me prosper. We did it again. Salute to God, homie. God did this. Nah, this ain't Khaled, it's G Lou, homie. OGBC, all day and every way. We love y'all, we gone. Peace. I'll be seeing ya. Soul of the streets. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave boiling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Hey yo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another Illmatic, but it's always forward I'm moving, never backwards stupid. Here's another classic. C-notes is falling from the sky. By now the credits roll, the star and I'm executive poet. Produced, directed by the kids slash Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto, trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls 45's playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Town. Mornings was half round, steps over dope fiends. Walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderers. Hungriest crews, people jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 to 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I've seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all are pop for a minute. Spit a sentence, then a game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot plan. It's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you. Get inside you. From Crips to Pyros, this is survival. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Yeah. Huh, brave heart.
Hey, it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
What the fuck?
make decisions on your own. No one would suffer but you. So do what the fuck you wanna do.
Now everybody's got elders, and you should respect them. They've been through similar shit, but then again, you can't let them put their hands on your life like a remote control. Have you traveling down the same bumpy toe-up road? Now close friends and relatives, they should be constantly by your side. And understand you got to let your conscience be your God. There finally comes the time for yourself, you must decide. Cause you only get one ticket, might as well enjoy the ride. And just
do what the fuck you wanna do. Say what the fuck you wanna say. Do what the fuck you wanna do. Go ahead and say what the fuck you wanna say.
And there's a couple of fucked up man-made rules that we should follow, but you gotta realize you just not might wake up tomorrow and the dollar you earn is the dollar you spend. Go get something for your kids or buy a bottle of gin. Is it a sin? I don't know. We're X and O's in this game, trying to survive, trying to get high, trying to get by and stay alive. So
do it till you're satisfied.
Not just a little bit. Don't wait until you're 80 and start saying what you could have did.
But wasn't it all me?
Say what you want, hope you grow. You make decisions on your own. Yeah. No one would suffer but you. So do what the fuck you wanna do. Do what the fuck you wanna do. Say what the fuck you wanna say. Do what the fuck you wanna do. Say what the fuck you wanna say. Do what the fuck you wanna do. Say what the fuck you wanna say.
They can do almost anything they want to anybody they want, anytime they want. This is very chilling for the American people.
I need money, bro, I can't let it slip or go. When I was young, I used to spend my money foolishly, buying everybody what I had, man, it was new to me. A few songs in a show for $100,000 is getting bigger than the street money in my hand. It was Nathan I couldn't handle. I was scraping up that money from that Gerber Financial. I learned how to slap that butter into a corporation. I got my tax ID number now, homie, I'll say
validation.
Capital makes the world turn. And you can't have a little fun without making that shit burn. If it wasn't for this rap, I'd probably be dead in jail or on crack, homie.
60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see your payday. I'm just tryna see your payday. But all I can think about is peace, love, and faith, because I pray that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see your payday.
I'm my loop, true to my roots. Street nigga G with it, let it do what it do. Cold hustle won't struggle when recessions and drops. Either rap, flip sacks, or my weapon is out. Roll east side gangster with a taste for the finest. It's solidly acknowledged by the players and riders. The foreign or the boys, homies banking and sliding. With fly thick bad bitches chasing behind. Chipped up, this what the game is about. Motivate me to chase it every day that I'm out. Before I live on my knees, rather die on my feet. So everything fair game when I'm trying to eat. My mind is deep, so you would never find me sleep. Keeping both eyes open when it's time to creep. It's survival of the fittest for that payday low. Cause bullshitting with it, nigga, you gon' wake up broke.
60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see a payday. I'm just tryna see a payday. But all I can think about is these love and faith, because the things that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see a payday.
Okay, I got it, I'm with it. I walk the walk, I'm committed. I'm fine, wine, I'm so bitter. So if you want it, come get it. Don't talk about it, don't spit it. I spark you up, then I hit it. I drop you off like I shit it. Chalk you off like I'm finished. You know I'm finished in minutes. So if they ask if I did it, you know I never admit it. 60 seconds a minute, just to get my cash. Put the house on the hill, champagne in the bath. Marble flow on my face, living way discreet. I got $1 million house, but I stay in the street. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the LBC way. Hard in the paint, you know I'm about that day. Cut the kid naked, shake the fit naked. And don't give a fuck about what she said naked. About that bit naked, just like Lynette. From the seat notes to the very last
minute. 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see a payday. I'm just tryna see a payday. All I can think about is peace, love, and faith, because the phrase that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see your face. 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm just tryna see your payday. I'm just tryna see your payday. All I can think about is peace, love, and faith, because the phrase that Uncle Sam doesn't take it away. I'm just tryna see your payday.
This has been another Red Rag production.
G Lou Show presents the brand new Relationship Talk episode every Friday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern, called TNT, Terry and Tammy, Real Relationship Talk, where we discuss issues such as this.
Okay, so what is it that you enjoy doing with her? I mean, you want to make her smile. How do you want to make her smile? What do you do that's going to cause her to smile? You don't want to touch her.
Well, actually,
I mean,
actually,
even if you brush her teeth and goggles, you still don't want to kiss her. So how? What are you going to do to bring those smiles to her face that you're talking about? What are you going to do that's going to give her the world? All these things that you're talking about, how are you going to accomplish that without having any physical contact with her?
Well, actually, what the previous caller said in regards to the bubble baths and all of that, I'd be the guy to wash your back. I'd be the guy to rinse you off. I'd be the guy to pads right. I'd be the guy to apply the fragrances and oils of your selection. I'd be the guy to carry you up out that bathtub, lay you on that bed, and massage you sensually. I can do all of those things. I just do not prefer. I don't want to kiss you, I don't want to cupcake with you, and I definitely cannot cuddle you.
What is cupcaking?
Well, maybe G. Lou can explain that a little bit better.
Once again, tune in every Friday night to the all-new show, Relationship Talk Show, TNT, Terry and Tammy, Real Relationship Talk, every Friday night, hosted by Terry and Tammy, and me, G. Lou. See you there next Friday.
Hey, it is Flashback Friday, so we're just taking you back. I was an old show that we used to have for a minute. TNT. It's Flashback Friday. It's G Lou Show. I got my homeboy DJ Maniac in-house, producer, Soul of the Streets, out everywhere now. Make sure you go get it. Shout out to our sponsor again, 93.2 Tweet, FM Mism, BTP Media Group, DD Harrison, the G Lou Show After Hours on YouTube. We'll be right back.
Gotta take a quick smoke break. Tell you what's on my mind right quick.
From the cradle to the grave, from the hood to the stage, to the labels we made, from the wood to the J's, to the shootouts to the phase, from the valley to LA, to the cemeteries we laid, we laid. It's just the ways of the world that we live in. You either gave or you give in. You either slide or you slid in. What's the mission or the vision? You can see the way. Like Zap said, we gon' be alright or be okay. Anyway, just gotta tell you how I feel. Living in a world of fake shit where ain't nobody real. Yo, what's the deal? Would you still feel alive? If they take your freedom from you and leave your loved ones to cry. Even though we try, it's like a struggle to survive. Just like Pac used to say, homie, we living just to die. Money comes and goes, even friends turn to foes. And that girl you thought was solid, homie, usually is a hoe. This is how I know, because I've seen it all and done it. Lost money and won it, ran game in abundance. Now I'm flipping them hundreds, trying to keep from going under. Cause the weight of the world has got my hustle up and I can't let it fumble. Sometimes I wonder, rip the world, it's a ghetto. While I'm chilling, thinking about my past and why I never let it go. It's just the flow, the way I go when I be flowing, man. Oldies rule forever, so forever I'll be going in. So I show it like I know it then. Even though it's album number 21, I'm still flowing like it's 10. It's a win-win, so I get in where I fit in. Relax and roll me something up nice and crack this bottle of Hen. It's a Sunday, so it's made for these roll-offs. While I'm dipping in my low-low and I'm chilling with some cholas. G-Lou, I'm like the truth, living a lie. Cause it's 2022, I never thought I'd make it alive. But I did, so I'm here for the vibe. It's Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, let's take a ride. Yeah, Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, G-Lou. Man, you say the third time is a charm. It's the trilogy. This is album number 21. And it only gets better and better. And the shit don't stop. So we won't stop. OG Music Productions, produced by DJ Maniac. Man. Rest in peace to legendary Tupac Shakur. He was on my mind heavy when I made this. Shout out to all my loved ones. Rest in peace to everyone we lost. Roll up, pull up, kick back, chill, relax. It's a Sunday, man. So it's made to chill. You're listening to the G-Lu Show, Oldies Rule Forever. Endeavor. Man, I'm just gonna ride out. I'm going, y'all. Peace and love.
Yay, DJ Lou, G Lou, DJ Maniac. He's back. He's my in-house guest tonight. He produced the album Soul of the Streets, Old Rule Forever 3, Soul of the Streets Part 2. DJ Maniac, what it do, homie?
Oh, man, that much. I really wanted you, the last song album, I was hoping you rap on that. That beat is so West Coast. The outro.
Oh, you was hoping I rapped on it. Oh, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
I originally, my bad, bro. What I'll do, I'll bring that back on the flip side. I got you, because really, initially I was, right? I already had some bars. I started on it, had like 8 bars, but then it was just like, I don't know. I was like, well, I was trying to finish up the album, I think, bro. And I was like, damn, I'm almost to the end. I could just let this be ride out right here, and I'll just talk some shit. But really, I had something for it. So what I'll do on the flip side, you know, I'll bring that back, bro. But that beat was hard.
It is. It reminds me of a Dre beat.
Yeah. Shit was hard. That shit was hard. Hey, Maniac, the producer, super producer, is there anyone who if any, I know you talk about Quick, certain people who inspired you, you can name them too, but who inspires you maybe even today? Are there any, I know it's a totally different thing these cats are doing, but is there anyone out there in this day and time that inspires you, or you think that is dope?
Good question. Yes, I would have to say mustard.
Okay. Okay.
Either mustard or, damn, that's another one. I forgot his name. Oh. Mustard. There's someone else.
And then who are you? Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was about to say Jermaine Dupri.
Okay, shout out to J.D. J.D. Mm-hmm. And who originally, like, who were some of your other, like coming up, your greatest, you know, inspirations or producers that you respected? I know DJ Quick, but who else?
Roger Troutman. It was another one. He used to produce for Run DMC back in the day. Larry Smith.
Oh, Larry Smith. Yeah, man. He doesn't get his credit. I'm glad you mentioned him. Exactly. Shout out to Larry Smith. Sucker MCs, all that. He was hard. He did a lot of Houdini stuff, too. He was great. Shout out to Larry Smith. I'm glad you mentioned him.
He was. Him, Tom Bell, he's from Philly. He produced a lot of Philly soul.
Yes, sir.
I said Roger Troutman already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. George Clinton, of course.
Okay.
George Clinton.
Yeah, got to meet him before.
Dr. Dre.
Shout out to Clinton. Dre.
Yeah. And, James Intime. I can't forget him.
Okay. Shout out to him. Rest in peace to him. We lost him recently, so yeah, rest in peace.
I know. Also Angela Winbush. She don't get credit for producing.
Okay. I didn't know she got out. Shout out to Angela Winbush.
Yup.
That's what's up. Shout out to her. You know, give some love to some of the people who inspired you produce and all that. Also, give a shout out to your team. I know you work with some other people as well. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to, Maniac?
Oh, most definitely. I can't forget about Trey, baby.
Trey, baby.
Yeah.
What up, Trey?
Trey, baby, the truth in my production team and the Voodoo family, of course. They played a lot of instruments on my beats, so they are amazing.
That's right.
They actually did the that outro beat that sound like Dre.
Right.
They did that. Now did the drums.
Okay. That's dope. Shout out to them. So there it is. You know, DJ Maniac is here with me. It's G Lou, the G Lou Show. Flashback Friday. Shout out again to Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. We just switched it up tonight for a minute. But shout out to Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy out there. And again, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.Tweed, FMism, D.D. Harrison, After Hours Show, the GLUShow.com. I got DJ Maniac with me. We're going to keep on rolling. We'll go to the callers next.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. G-Lou, DJ Maniac. Check this out, right? Hey. Hear ye, hear ye, come on, come on. This your homie G-Lou back against the wall. Back on call, so all of y'all gather round. This a G-Lou show, you know for sure we gets down. This is how it's supposed to sound when you be hearing it. Gotta turn it up real loud to put the feel in it. DJ Maniac looped it and freaked this. And now I'm on the remix with Nice Over Egypt. Yeah. So now we just smoke and chill. Shout out to homie Snow, he a low for real. Rolling down the street in a coupe de ville. Like the homie Tony A on the wheels of steel. Nights over Egypt like the Jones girl. Stop playing with me, pick up your phone girl. I need a lady in my life like you. Pretty brown skin, I think it might be you. She a boss, so we call her La Patrona. Just like Key Sweat said, I think I wanna. I think I wanna, so I gotta demonstrate. Watch out for the haters, cause they wanna infiltrate. Never late, we right on time. One time for your soul, two times for your mind. Yeah.
I am G Lou. Don't let this shit ride on out like that. Oldies Group Forever Part 3 on me. Yeah, yeah.
Yay, G-Lou DJ Maniac chilling in the building. We got to go to the phone lines before we continue. Caller, hello. Hello.
Hey, hey. Hi, y'all. It's Cousin Marcy. Hi, G-Lou. Hi, DJ Maniac. Hey, it's kind of weird on the other end. I'm like DJ Maniac right now. Yeah, you guys are rolling tonight. I just wanted to give my props. I just wanted to shout you all out. It's sounding good. So Little Streets, you did it again, Mr. Jesus. Like, shout out to all y'all. Like I said, DJ Maniac, Trey Baby Fam, Queen. Thank you, Queen, because you hit me to G-Lu and, you know, the fam and all that stuff. So y'all just doing y'all thing. It sounded real good, G-Lu. You snuck that, heard that voice and said, I'm an owner of a lonely heart. Like, yes. I said, oh.
Okay, you caught that.
Okay. I caught that. That was tight right there. Yeah, that was tight. So people going out there and download it. And, yeah, y'all did the thing.
Your cousin Marcy. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. She'll be back next Friday.
With her, always welcome. With her always welcome. Always welcome.
Okay, yay.
Good.
Much love, Marcy.
Yay, yay. Much love, fam. Y'all take it easy, and I'm still here. And see y'all when I see you. Peace and love.
That peace part and right love, there.
Please, Marcy.
Peace and love.
Have a good one, man. Take care.
All right.
You too.
Flashback Friday. Let me take you back like this right here.
It's the thought of a ride to make my eyes wide. I'm caught up, I'm trying to make all of my dreams materialize. So I sort of say my goodbyes to the straight and narrow. I found the new route, you about to see my life change. I make the means justify the ends. I make the cream materialize, keys to a Benz. And so I'm rolling, for now, holding down the fort. Who's controlling? The ground's gotta blow 'em. Yup, y'all should've told 'em. My first felony's approaching. Cop my first key, took a freeze, now I'm frozen. I bought a black Mac, I'm out of control, losing bankrolls on blackjack. You gotta know it always crossed my mind at best, be tapping the lines like Gregory Hines. Still on the phone, discussing my biz like it can never be mine. I know the price, know the risk, know the wrong and the right. Still my blood flows tight, it's just my life. I'm getting too large, I'm smoking cigars, all chicks, it's all about chica. The whole city's buzzing, wasn't checking for me a dozen or so months ago. Now I'm all they know, I'm a person, letting the crystals breathe at the bar, the gold bar under my sleeve, vernacular 50 G's. I'm talking big cheese, you gotta be down to dig these. Give me your brush like you wouldn't believe, my head's about to bust, accelerating what drives me. Hope I don't gotta die to see, see, I can't lie to me, I know the price, know the risk. The wrongs and the rights, still my blood flows up, it's just my life. Running up in all the women, all the linen, all the jewels. We sported bellies, gold diamonds and Pirelli. Sports cars, a good life, I give you a belly. But that's cool as I drone in the Al Capone. Watch me, cause the Medusa's head on Versace turned me to stone. Now my poems just ain't poems, they bloody when I recite them. Bones get disconnected like the phones. Now, I'm
my heart and criminal with game. Like the garden on my pen pal's life, controlled by the war. Still a thrill, makes me blind to the fact I can do real time, I'm a prisoner of my crimes. Know the price, know the risk, know the wrongs and the rights. Now I'm incarcerated for my life.
What's the meaning? What's the meaning of life?
In my
it is I, says me, and all who agree are more than three, because they're weak. Yes.
Yo, I'm in the house now for sure, because I want to talk about the hearts of men. Who knows what evil lurks within them? But let's take a travel down the blind side and see what we find down this path called...
Stranded on death row, so duck when I swing my dick. I get rugged like raw head rest with fat tracks that fits the gangster type. When I recite, kinda lethal. Niggas know the flow that I kick, there's no weasel. I'm murdering niggas, yo, and maybe because of the tone I kicks. When I grip the mic and kick shit, niggas can't fuck with. So remember, I go hardcore and slam, love a sweat like a sensei. Whoop ass like Van Damme. To any nigga that claim they bossin', why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw or Slauson? Take a walk through the hood, where we up to no good, slanging on things like a real OG should. I'm stacking and macking and packing a tin, so when you're slipping, I slip the slipping, but ain't no set tripping, cause it's death row, rolling like the mafia. Think about whooping some ass, but what the fuck stopping you? Ain't Nathan but a buster, I'm stranded on death row, I'm pumping slugs and motherfuckers. Now you know you're outdone. Kill the shotgun, corrupt inmate, cell block one.
No prevention from this lynching of sorts. You're a victim from my drive-by of sorts. No extension, all attempts are to fail. Blinded by the light, it's time you learn trail from a lunatic. I'm deaf like arsenic when I kick a wicked back. Dr. Dre will kick the scratch with treachery. My literary form will blast and totally surpass the norm. Not a storm, plural, make it many storms when I'm vexed. I fight leg, necks, and arms in this dimension. I'm the presenter and the inventor and the tormentor. The range like the hillside strangler, MC Mangler, tough like strangler. I write a rhyme, hard as concrete, step to the heat and get burned like mesquite. So what you wanna do? The narrator RBX, cell block two.
Rage, lyrical murderer, stranded on death row, and now I'm serving up like Tom Sinton. There'll be no repentance since it's the life that I choose to lead. I plead guilty on all counts that the ball bounce where it may. It's just another clip into my AK. Buck 'em down with my underground tactics. Facts and stacks are clips on my mattress. Bed brain, there's another dead dame laying lame. Put the shame, who's to blame? Me, the lady of rage. A woman coming from the DEAP agent. R-O-W taking no shit. So flip and you're bound to get dropped. It's 187, no motherfucker, don't stop. Handcuffed as I bust, there'll be no debate. It's rage.
Hey yo, stepping through the fog and creeping through the smog. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Making videos, now I stay in Hollywood. Busting raps for my snaps, now they call me Eastwood. Dre is the doctor and my homie, little nigga. Warren G is my hand and my hands on the trigger. Shooting at the hoes with the gang that I got. Sent to death row, cause I wanted to make a grip and serving my rock. And I'm still serving for my peace. To my motherfucking homies doing time in the PN and the county jail. Mobbing with your blue zone mad as hell. And you're saying fuck the police. And all the homies on the streets is all about peace. And it's driving the cops crazy, but ain't nothing but a black thing, baby.
I'm not flagging, but I'm just sagging. I bet you don't wanna see the D-O-double-G. And you can't see the D-R to the E or my motherfucking homie D-O-C. You know you can't fuck with my motherfucking DJ. That's my homie and we call him Warren G. Yeah.
ya, and you don't stop. Doggy dog, break them down with the motherfucking dog pound. That's the only way we'll beat them, man. We gotta smoke them, then choke them like a motherfucking cheetah, man. It's like three into the two and two into the one. Spell black folk peace, doggy dog's done.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on. You think you're strong? See if you could travel on. Cause only the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
Yes, sir, the G-Loop Show, Flashback Friday. This was just a special edition of Flashback Fridays. G-Loop, shout out to my in-house special guest tonight, my homeboy DJ Maniac, who produced the joint. So thank you for hanging out with me tonight, Maniac. It was a pleasure, homie.
No problem. Same here.
Yes, sir. Anything you want to leave the people with?
Oh, man. I want to say much love and respect to the whole G-Loop family. Thank you so much for promoting my beats, my music, everything. I really appreciate it. Salute to y'all.
Man, much love. Likewise, too, man. Thank you for rocking with us, man. And, you know, blessings with your beats and everything you do, all the support, everything you do for the show, bro. We appreciate you, DJ Maniac. It's family, you know what I'm saying? So it's my brother right here. Yes, yes. So that's about it for tonight. People, we'll leave you with that. Soul of the Streets out now everywhere on all platforms. G-Lube, DJ Maniac, Soul of the Streets 1 and 2 out there now. Go download it, stream it, play it, whatever. Just show some love to it, man. Like it, whatever. Just show some love. You know what I mean? And also, after hours tonight on the G-Lube Show YouTube channel, we got the homegirl, Raina Carrillo, your next mayor of Inglewood. And she's not your average mayor, your normal mayor. She's a real homegirl, man. And she's running for mayor of Inglewood. So we're going to chop it up tonight on After Hours. Please tune in. Support that show. It's going to be a good conversation. You know what I mean? With that being said, we up out of here. Shout out to our sponsors again. BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism, DD Harrison, Street Level Clothing, One World Magazine. And shout out to DD Harrison. And shout out to our host of the show, Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. They'll be back next Friday to do what they do. You dig? We're going to slide on up out of here, man. Much love, everyone. Have a great weekend. Love y'all. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. And Sunday for OG Sunday.
Get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break.
Kicking back with the OGs, telling war stories while we listen to OD. Came a long way from dime bags of the stress weed. Now we smoke the best we can find when we blow trees. Money on my mind, been on my grind for 4 weeks. Cause I was always told if you don't work then you don't eat. Caught a homie Drew up, tell him send me some more beats. I'm in the studio working on my new LP. California love, about to hit him with another one. Just like Pac did when he dropped Troublesome. Life goes on, I'll repeat on all my loved ones. Pops looking down, I know we proud of his first son. Started from the bottom, now that's why I finally worth some. Times to the mob, killer Rob, about to murk some. Yeah, I'm a G now, something like the letter man. Fully bossed up, all I'm missing is the cheddar man. Keep God first, everything
else is secondary. Family over everything, cause loyalty is necessary. I'm legendary, going down in history. Realists wanna do it in this motherfucking century. When they mention me, boy, they mentioning the greatest. So when you get the message, homie, you can go relate this. Got my own station, so you know I'm gon' play this. And when I do, I'm dedicating this one for you haters. Homie, I'm a leader, let you other dudes follow. OMG's a label, getting money is the motto. And if you don't like it, you can take a dick and swallow. Rocky Balboa knocking niggas like Apollo. Acting like Braj, trying to be the top model. You need to find God and get a fucking role model. Can't play me, you're better off playing Lotto. First runner up, get a grand prize hollow. I'ma tell the truth, most of y'all fabricated. I'm climbing up the ladder to success, y'all hate it. Hoping I don't make it, I'm praying on my downfall. As long as I got God, I can never be stopped, dog. High up in the clouds while I'm creeping through the fall. Point guard of the team, I'm just waiting on the ball. I'm the top dog now, something like Snoopy. Story of my life, y'all niggas watch the movie.
Yeah.